In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. So this morning, I want to begin with a brief story about a well-known Russian author. His name is Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and he was a prisoner in a Soviet prison in Siberia. And at one point while he was there, he became so weak and discouraged that he actually wished that everything would just end. He actually wished that he would die. And what would happen there is the guards would beat and usually kill anyone that would end up stopping their work. And he decided one day that he was going to just do that. He was going to stop working in order for the guards to kill him. And as soon as he began to do this, another prisoner there, who himself was a devout Christian, drew a cross right in front of where Alexander was so he could see it. And Alexander later said that he was encouraged by remembering that God gives hope and courage. And he decided to continue working because of a Christian who cared so much and didn't want him to give up. Now, Alexander Solzhenitsyn was an Orthodox Christian who suffered much during communism in the former Soviet Union. And he and so many others during that time had to somehow find courage, and they had to find strength to keep moving and to keep living. The strength they found many times came first and foremost from their faith, a faith that was deep and a faith that was extremely strong. But it also came from the other as well. It came from those prisoners around them that believed, and sometimes they had to find the strength for their fellow prisoner. Now, these are important ideas for us to consider as we continue to walk in the light of our resurrected Lord. From the time that we received the resurrection, I have had us consider the wonderful joy, the joy of this time of the year, the joy of our Lord's resurrection. We have considered different ways that we can keep this joy alive in our lives. We have looked at the what now. What do we do after Easter? What do we do the Monday after Easter when we all have to go back to work? Now we are at the third Sunday, but we still are singing the glorious and triumphant hymn, Christ is Risen. But we are getting further away from that day of Pascha. For some, our lives are beginning to get very busy. Our kids are getting ready to end school, and graduations are just around the corner. So what are we to do to keep growing and to keep growing in the knowledge of the resurrection? Well, we are to follow the example of those who we heard about this morning, the myrrh bearers, and we are to do as they did. They took courage. They went to the tomb of our Lord. They cared for his body, and they announced the glorious resurrection. And we must do the same. So this morning, let us consider the myrrh bearers and how we can continue or begin to emulate them. So our reading this morning comes from St. Mark's Gospel. And the first thing we realize, though, is the myrrh bearers were not only women. We hear these words. At that time, Joseph Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage, and he went to Pilate. In another account, we also hear that Nicodemus also went and helped Joseph care for Christ's body. But we also see one word that is extremely important, and that word is courage. The scripture says that Joseph took courage and asked for the body. And he had to have courage because it was still extremely dangerous at that time for them to be counted as one of our Lord's followers. But we also heard in the scripture that the women were at a distance and they were watching and they saw where Joseph had laid the Lord. But they too had some concerns, didn't they? They had some worries as well, and they wondered how they were going to get in. And we hear in the scriptures, they said, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" But when they arrived, they saw a miracle, didn't they? They saw the stone was rolled away, and yet another miracle. They saw an angel, and the angel said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." Now those mentioned this morning did some extremely wonderful things. They first showed their love and their continued dedication to Christ. They did this by continuing to love and care for him even after his death. They did this by caring for his body. To do this, they had to put aside their fear. They had to put aside their doubt of how. How were they to do this when there were so many things, so many obstacles in their way? And once they did this, though, they all received joyful news. They received the news that our Lord had risen from the dead, and they were told to go and tell others. And each of these actions they took all led them to receiving the good news and continuing to grow in it as well. And the same thing is true for each of us. In order for us to keep the resurrection alive in our lives, we need to keep loving our Lord. We need to keep caring for that relationship we received and which was added to on the glorious day of Pascha. We need to keep doing this by continuing to approach him. And we do this first and foremost through our prayers, through reading the scriptures, but also by being here, present in this church. But we continue to care for him by looking to one another and continuing to care for one another who make up the body of Christ. Now, sometimes this happens in different ways. Sometimes we do this, we have to go out of our comfort zone a little bit, but sometimes we don't. Whatever these actions are, whatever they may be, however great or small we may think they are, they help us to allow people to see the resurrected Lord in our actions and in our deeds. A priest once wrote, "If we want to enter into the glory of this season, we must follow the example of those courageous and loving women and men who left behind their comfort zones in order to serve our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. If we want Pascha to be more than a cultural celebration or the reminder of an idea, we must enter into the Savior's great triumph by living lives that bear witness to his victory over all the ways of sin and death." My friends and my family in Christ, as we begin to get deeper into spring and as summer is coming upon us, let us consider to keep taking hold of this news that our Lord is risen. Let us remember to take courage and think of ways that we can keep serving him and serving one another. And let us do this so that our singing of Christ is risen is not just words, but words that are witnessed by the way we live our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.